international debut in Belfast in 2007. Have you got any memories of that day?
I remember Piers Charlotte hitting me in the pad and getting me out of LBW. It was a pretty special day for me to make my debut against India there. I can remember a decent crowd up in Belfast as well, seeing the India attraction of big crowds wherever they go. So I think Rog Whelan got Sachin Tendulkar bowled as well. That's basically what I can remember from that game.
I mean, is it different facing India? All of the Test Nations in World Cups, is it slightly different to play India given the sheen of them?
Not really, to be honest. No, anytime you walk on the pitch, no matter who you're playing for Ireland, it's obviously a pretty special day. So we know what India will bring. They're obviously a fantastic 2020 side. But we've got to try and concentrate on our own game as much as we can. I think we have played some reasonably good 2020 cricket over the last couple of weeks, albeit we didn't get the wins we wanted to in Poland, but there's certainly a lot of good learning done and things like that, and I think the batters have played especially well over the last sort of 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to a big occasion here. It should be a sellout tomorrow and sellout on Friday, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you think Ireland can learn in terms of T20 cricket, because you're 17th and bottom of the T20 rankings. You've had some really bad results over the past few years. What can you do to improve that over the next few years?
What we've said, myself and Fordy have said to the lads, is we want to play with freedom. We want to enjoy T20 cricket's a great form of the game. You've got to get out there and stick your chest out, keep your chins up, and go toe to toe with anyone, whoever that is you're playing on any day. And we're playing India tomorrow. They're probably the best T20 side in the world. I actually don't know who's top of the rankings, but you know they're right up there in terms of T20 cricket. So, but we want to take them on head to head and show what we're about as well. Obviously, we are where we are in the rankings. That's happened. We can't change that now, but we can focus on playing good cricket, and we can focus on playing with freedom and enjoyment and giving the lads the opportunity to express themselves, which is what we've spoken about, and hopefully you'll see that over the next couple of days.
Do you think Ireland need to play more T20 cricket, because the Tri-Series was the first time that Ireland played in about 15 months? Is that a problem for Ireland?
Well, obviously you want to be playing as much as you can, but I think with the Future Tours programme now coming out over the last week or so, I think it's 65 T20s we've got in the next 4 years, so that's a lot of cricket, that and one day international cricket, and I think we've got a minimum of 13 or 14 tests as well, so we are getting a lot more cricket now, and I think that'll be evident over the next couple of years, and the more games we can play against high quality opposition, obviously we will then become better players for that.
What's your T20 captaincy, Gary, is setting out for the pre-range plan? How much of it is responding to what's happening in front of you?
I don't think you can have, certainly I don't like to have too much of a plan before we go out there. I think you've got to think on your feet, you've got to go with your gut feeling most of the time, and some days, you know, 2020 cricket, you can either look very clever or very silly in a short space of time, and I think you've just got to try and stay as level as possible and not think about the bad days and not think too much about the good days, because you know you can get caught up very quickly in T20, and to have too much of a preconceived idea of how the day is going to turn out, I think that's very difficult. Obviously, you can have broad plans for opposition and broad plans for your own team, but my opinion is it's very much about thinking on your feet.
Have you enjoyed the captaincy so far?
Yeah, it's different. I'm probably going a bit more grey and losing a few hairs, but I have enjoyed it. It was a great honour to be asked, obviously, in the first place. I have got some experience in England with Derbyshire and Surrey, and obviously working with Graham at Surrey, I was delighted whenever he asked me to do it, and talk to me again in 12 or 13 months time, and hopefully I'll have said it, we really enjoy it. You know, we're on our way to another World Cup, that'll be the feather in the cap.
What lessons did you take from Holland, from the games?
I think evidently we need to be better up front with the ball. We, in our power plays, I think we didn't go for less than 60, I'd be right in saying, in the four games. So we've had a chat to the bowlers, and perhaps we might come with a few set plays. I know I've just spoken that we don't want to go in with too many preconceived ideas, but we had a game against Sussex there on Sunday for Ed's testimonial, which both sides took very seriously and used as practice, and we were much better with the ball in that game, and with the bat, you know, the good thing is everyone's got runs, everyone's in a bit of form. So, you know, there's tough decisions to make, who plays tomorrow, who plays on Friday. And that's only a good thing. It's a good headache to have. Look, they obviously are, I touched on it earlier, they're obviously a fine 2020 side, but at the end of the day, they've got a bat and we've got a ball. It's like, you know, if we bowl our best ball, they've still got to play that, no matter whether it's Virat Kohli or Rohit Sharma or whoever it is in the world. You know, you've still, on any one day, anyone's got the opportunity to beat anyone else, and that's, I guess, the beauty of sport and the beauty of cricket. You know, we've had some fantastic results over the years in Bangalore against England, in the Caribbean against Pakistan, you know, so we've beaten big teams, and although India are a very good side, you know, we'll be going out tomorrow with hopefully the belief that we can turn them over.
India obviously have a long tour of England coming up from next week onwards. Do you think there might be some distraction on their part and they will be able to exploit it over the course of these 2 months? Surprise them a bit?
I have no idea. It's probably a question for Virat Kohli, that one, I would think.
Is it fair to say we've seen sort of the influence of the T20 format on the 50 over format of the game? Well, thinking of the way England and Australia have gone at it in this ODI series we've seen across the world.
Well, I think England are playing some fantastic cricket at the minute. Obviously, they've got a great side, and look, over the years, when 2020 started, I think what was it, 2003 in England or something, I don't think anyone could have envisaged the impact it's had on the all-round game of cricket. But you know, you see even Test cricket now, 3.5-4 and over is the norm in Test cricket, and I think that probably is largely due to the way 2020's been played, and so I think that probably has filtered into 50 over cricket as well.
Further questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, cheers.